turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5-850. I've just learned that our guest, Mary Lee's last name is Lee. It's Mary Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And got that right, Mary?
Yes, sir. Okay.
And great to have Mary Lee in with us this morning, a psychiatric care nurse practitioner with AltaPoint Health. And we're talking about, well, just that, your specialty, and specifically dealing with veterans and those who come home and a lot of the issues that they deal with. Thanks for coming in with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Mary Lee, you're also, you've served in the military? Or
yes, sir.
Okay.
Still serving, and I've been in, it'll be 19 years in August.
Wow.
So. Oh, wow. And so you're at AltaPoint Health, and love talking with you guys and the great service that you provide. Why is it important to view physical health and mental health as connected, especially for veterans? And you think of veterans, especially when they're coming right out of service, they're usually the fittest people around.
Right.
But that's physically, not always mentally. But how are they connected?
So it's really important to have them both connected because they are so intertwined. A lot of the physical can cause mental issues. Mental can cause physical. For example, chronic pain, that can lead to depression, anxiety, and just not leading a very healthy lifestyle. So it's really important to look at the whole person. Also, when you come off of active duty, these military members are used to having everything right there, on an Army post or Air Force or whatnot. So they're used to having those services all together. And so it's kind of a shock when you get out to the community and you have to figure out who to go to for what.
Mm.
So it's really important to keep that integrated.
It's almost like everything's a shock. Like
everything.
Everything. Yeah. They come out of the military, regardless of the service and how they served, and especially if they have been in battles and such.
Right.
It's just a complete these people who were put together so well. Suddenly, the world's a big puzzle, and they just need our help. And it's that's why you're there. I know. And to tell us about your military background a little bit, if you would.
Okay. So I joined in 2007, and I kind of went the long way around my military career. I already had a degree, so I should have gone in as an officer, but I wanted to go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined as a public affairs specialist doing photojournalism.
Okay.
And so I did that for 6 years, deployed to Iraq. And, I knew I eventually wanted to be an officer, but only if I was a nurse, because that's what really interested me. So once I got back from Iraq, after a year there, I went into nursing school, got my degree, and commissioned through ROTC. So I was actually a sergeant, eligible for staff sergeant, and became a cadet, which was quite a humbling experience be, an experienced combat vet and then go hang out with college kids learning to be soldiers. So I would say that was the most humbling part of my career.
I would say so, yeah. You can be called a lot of things. You can't be called lazy.
Right, yeah. So it was a hard way to do it. Got through school and then became a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Wow. And so I've been an Army nurse now since 2012.
Hmm. And I'm sure that really helps you connect, too, with a lot of your patients, just having that similar background.
Mm-hmm. Having the background, and now this is what I do for a living. So they feel a little bit more comfortable talking with me, because I've been to, we can talk about a lot of the places we've been together and seen some of the same things.
Yeah. That's probably comforting to the one that you're talking with.
Oh, yes, sir.
To have that conversation.
And so many of our listeners, veterans, and a lot of the ones I've talked to, they tell me about the physical challenges now, decades after their service. Usually it involves some knee replacements and things like that. But what are some of the unique healthcare challenges that you see veterans face after their service?
Well, now one of the biggest challenges is the PTSD. So in a lot of the former wars, you're seeing a lot of more deaths. The world wars, you're seeing high numbers of mortality, but now we're not seeing that as much. But with that comes their survival. They're surviving things like traumatic brain injuries. They're surviving PTSD and just all the things that they've seen, and then trying to come back and reintegrate into life where, you know, they may have been deployed for a year, life has gone on without them. Spouses learn a new way to do things, and so you're trying to come back and reintegrate, and what was socially acceptable in the Middle East for your daily life is not, no longer socially acceptable when you come home. So it's a big switch.
Amazing they can integrate back nearly at all. It's
such a different world.
Yes,
it is.
Completely different. They need the care that you're giving them. They need what you're trying to provide, right?
Right. And just kind of a safe place to land.
Yeah.
Of, you know, because a lot of people can't understand what they're going through. And it's very hard to turn off that switch of, especially a reservist being a citizen soldier. You go over there and this is your job and this is what you do. And then you might be a airplane mechanic in the Army, but then you come home and you're a police officer. Mm-hmm. So that's something completely different.
Yeah. And you talked to, and we're talking with Mary Lee with AltaPoint Health. You talked about how physical health and mental health are so intertwined. And I can see that for sure. Like if you're really in poor physical shape, say you suffered a gruesome injury and you're trying to work your way back, or just you got way more overweight than you need to be, you can see how that affects your mental health. But
absolutely,
how does it work the other way? If you come back and you're in good physical condition, but mentally you're just really going through it, how does that affect your physical health?
I think because when you're overseas and you're fit and you're ready to fight, you're kind of always in that fight or flight mode. And so you can kind of put on the back burner what you're feeling mentally. You basically just dump it at the end of the day because you've got another mission the next day. When you come home, you can't do that. And so you're left with, you don't have that, you know, we call it esprit de corps, you know, the community with your unit or your platoon or whoever you're with that you are in charge of keeping them alive, and they're keeping you alive. So now you're back in this different reality where it's a much lower tempo of life, but it becomes very uncomfortable.
Confusing
and uncomfortable because you're not constantly distracted by things going on. And that's when things creep in, you know, you don't have that purpose that you had before, that responsibility and that duty. And now you're just trying to figure out, well, I was working out before because I had to stay fit to fight.
Right.
Well, now I'm just working out before it, you know, Planet Fitness or whatnot to stay healthy. And it's a harder driving force.
Yeah. The dang lunk alarm at Planet Fitness.
Right.
Sure
it definitely affects the psyche because the drive to stay fit is no longer there.
Oh, and while we have you in here too, talk about the benefits of receiving primary care and behavioral health care and doing that in a setting that is, you know, integrated, coordinated, and not just trying to find Band-Aids online somewhere.
Right. Well, and so let's be honest, if we think about it, if we're looking for a doctor or a primary care physician, you're a lot more likely to do that at a place that can also handle your mental health needs rather than Googling or trying to look for a place for mental health and hoping they have can also treat the physical. Because there is still that stigma there. There will always be some degree of that where, you know, the military, yes, feelings are important. Yes, your mental health is important. But at the end of the day, you still have a mission to accomplish. Yep. So the thought process there is to always prioritize the physical health and not look for mental health services. So if you can find a place that does your physical health and takes care of just those basic needs, you know, your sleep is taken care of, you're feeling physically well, then you can kind of relax a little bit and take care of, okay, now what's actually going on? You build a rapport with your providers. You realize there are other resources. You're not going to have to go into some building that's marked just psychiatry.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more, you're there for a whole health
assessment
picture. Yeah. So it's...
Well, exactly. Thank you, Mary Lee, so much for coming
thank
in.
You.
If you want to call AltaPoint, 251-450-2211, 251-450-2211. If this segment landed with you or someone you know, certainly reach out and we'll have this podcast listed on our Facebook page. Thank you, Mary Lee.